And what about religion? Did you practice Catholicism?
I practice Catholicism, but I have to say this, that as a person, I'm not a good Catholic, but I'm a good Christian. Because even though I was exposed to, you know, I was raised a Catholic, I went to catechism, I went to, you know, to Mass, and I sang in the choir. Excuse me. I went to Mass periodically. I never went as extensively as my wife always did. My wife never misses Mass on Sunday. Never, because that's how she feels, and she feels, you know, I can take it or leave it, you know. But nevertheless, I want my kids to be Catholics, even though I don't preach it. But they know what I want out of them, and they kind of, you know.
And what do you tell to your sons about Italy? Did they come in Italy?
The first time, I think the first time I went back to Italy was in 1978. I had been here 26 years without going back. And I think I took my oldest son, Mark, with me. I think it's the first time. I'm not sure, but I think I did. And, of course, he liked it. You know, he liked going back to, you know, where his father came from. But, you know, he was only about 15 years old. So, you know, he absorbs some things, but not thoroughly. But I think he enjoyed it. And then subsequently to that, next time we went back to a convention we had in Rome or in Florence, I believe. No, it wasn't either. It was near Lake Garda in Verona. We took my other son, Michael, which he was younger. And I think he probably enjoyed it more than my older son, simply because he's interested more than he is. You know, different kids have different interests in life. My daughter was also there with my wife some years before, because she was on the baton twirling, when the baton, they twirl the baton, and my daughter was good at it. So she went there on some kind of a exhibition in Switzerland and Italy, and so she visited some of it, but again she wasn't that interested as much as my younger son was, but nevertheless they've been exposed to it. You know,
and what about the news from Italy? You have news television or papers?
I used to get, as a matter of fact, when you spoke to me yesterday, I thought of it. I used to get Friuli nel Mondo, a little newspaper, and now I haven't seen it, or I haven't had it for a few years, and I don't remember why we don't have it anymore. But I recall the last time being in Udine, I visited the office where the Friuli nel Mondo originated, and to be honest with you, I could hardly find it. When I did find it, I don't think it was closed. There was nobody there, in some little cubbyhole office somewhere, and I was kind of disappointed that it wasn't more of a place that you can really communicate with. And now I kind of lost track of where they are at, or how they go about getting another one. So my communication with Italy is not really as the way I would like it. Let me put it that way.
Okay, finally, something about the association of Terrazzo.
Well,
and the importance to be Italiano or Friulano.
I don't know if the being a Friulano has much influence, but it does have, you carry a stigma that being a Friulano, you must know your business, being that that's where the Terrazzo originated. So you do carry some weight with your peers, you know, that you meet in your workplace. And so at this point, I'm one of the elders now. When we meet once or twice a year in the conventions, because the it's a national association that people from all over the country, and we meet, you know, in various parts of the world once a year, and once a year also in Chicago as a seminar. So whenever I attended these seminars for quite a few years now, and they kind of look up at me for experience, for knowledge of the trade, because I have to say I'm knowledgeable about the trade, and people respect that, and they kind of rely on me to enlighten them about the trade secrets that I give them. I give them a few demonstrations in my times, and so being a Friulano, it does carry some influence. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
That's about it, I guess. I just, in a way, I'm glad that you came by. I was nice spending time with you, because it's I've done a couple of these things, but never with a, you know, with an original Friulano like you, or someone from Italy. I've done it with the play dealer here in town, or for a few other people. But I enjoyed it. I enjoy your company, and in a way to brag about my trade and about my family and that sort of thing.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.